A very warm welcome to the last event of the day. I'm very happy to see so many of you here. In the last session, we focused on experiments, and this was referring to musical and scientific experiments, and we asked about time and how time is being used. And then we asked Mr. Schmidtgen what happens if we take time out of the laboratory into real life, because the lab is an artificial situation. And once you transfer phenomena from a lab into reality, they cause realities or trigger realities. Mr. Schmidtgen chose La Jetée, a wonderful film, as a reference. We will show you the film, but not in the beginning, which would normally be the case. I guess many of you know the film anyway, but we would like to have the images grow in your mind. And we'll show you the film at the end of the evening. We are very happy to welcome three participants here tonight who will offer their own perspectives, interesting and very different perspectives. Henning Schmidtgen is a professor for the theory of medial worlds at the Bauhaus University of Weimar. In his book Hirn und Zeit, which was published by Matheson Seitz in 2014, he studied the history of an experiment concerning the measuring of the human reaction time. And it became clear that the interpretation of the seemingly objective studies or tests were very different according to the historic setting and triggered many different philosophical and political implications. Ximena Canales is a professor for the history of sciences at the University of Illinois, and in her book, The Physicist and the Philosopher, about Albert Einstein and Henri Bergson, she compares the scientific and the philosophical position concerning the question of time. And I'm very happy to have a filmmaker here, an artist working with the medium of film. The question is where to find him in my notes. Stefan Gehner is the filmmaker. He is based in Berlin, and he also owns and manages the B-Books publishing house. Umsonst and After Effect are the titles of his two most recent films, and both deal with our past and the present and the future. Theory and film are, for him, political means in order to build a counter-time in view of the accelerated capitalism we are involved in. As you can see, these perspectives are very different, and I'm looking very much forward to your presentations.